And let's talk next about the political campaigns in Pakistan. Pakistanis fear that this could become the most violent election season in their country's history. You recall last week's bomb attacks on opposition leader Benazir Bhutto, who had just returned from self-imposed exile. Many people in Pakistan believe that extremists will target any candidate considered too secular or pro-West. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story.
As a first-time voter, Karachi fruit vendor Saeed Akhtar says he was looking forward to being courted by candidates seeking seats in Pakistan's parliament. That was until last week's suicide attacks against Benazir Bhutto during the unofficial start of the campaign season in Pakistan. The bombings killed scores of people who had jammed the streets of Karachi to see Bhutto. As a result, Akhtar, who is 24, says he doubts he'll go out to hear any candidate speak. He says it's better to be alive than informed.
Educated people are afraid to go, so why should I? Even if I chose to go, I don't think my parents would permit it for fear of another suicide attack.
Such worries are common in Pakistan these days, where candidates and voters are debating how to have a meaningful election season without more bloodshed. Political columnist Fatima Bhutto, the opposition leader's estranged niece, says stumping is a staple of Pakistani politics, given that most people can't read or write.
It's just a benchmark of Pakistani politics. You know, you go to the local chowk or the local roundabout, and you stand there and you talk, and people from the shops come out, and people from their homes stand on their balconies to listen to you. And that's a wonderful interaction. I really don't think we can let this sort of violence deter us from that.
But she and others criticize the sort of slow-moving convoy Bhutto was in at the time of the attacks. They say it's impossible to maintain security during such processions. Ahmed Bilal Mehboob, who heads the nonpartisan Institute of Legislative Development and Transparency, based in Islamabad, says political parties need to work with Pakistani police to ensure future rallies remain free of violence.
Given the vulnerabilities, I think political parties should really consider putting some voluntary constraints and limitations on that.
Mehboob says that includes party officials giving police several days' notice before holding a public rally. He also advocates limiting the size of such gatherings. He says more violence will only hurt voter turnout, which in Pakistan in recent years has been one of the lowest in the world. Incumbent Kunwar Khalid Yunus, who is running for a fifth term representing Karachi in parliament, suggests Bhutto and others might try what his party's leader does, address rallies by phone. The leader, Altaf Hussain, lives in self-imposed exile in London like Bhutto did up until last week.
It's a unique system in all of the Muslim world. He's the only leader who can just draw the bigger and bigger crowd just by addressing on telephone.
Still, Yunus and other candidates say they plan to campaign among their constituents despite the risks, but they may curb their message so as not to create unwanted enemies. Renwa Bhutto, the estranged sister-in-law of the former prime minister, is also running for parliament. She says she firmly believes the reason extremists attacked Benazir Bhutto was because she crossed too many lines, like announcing she supported U.S. troops coming to Pakistan if needed to flush out terrorists.
I'm not scared of the election trail because, I have not touched any taboos.
Renwa Bhutto says she also refuses to be afraid because she grew up with suicide bombings in her native country, Lebanon. Her more powerful sister-in-law, meanwhile, agreed this week to refrain from attending any more processions. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Islamabad.
Mm-hmm.